like more people. Anyone you want to say hi to or thank you to? Give a shout out.
The Academy. Thank the Academy.
Yeah.
Always thank the Academy.
Yeah. They can do good things for you.
My wife Kelly, if she's listening.
Hi, Kelly.
My son Harrison.
Hi, Harrison.
Love you guys.
Me too. No, that's creepy.
Yeah. Thanks to all the bands that we've played with.
Yeah.
There's,
like who?
Well, so there's Five Against None, Pearl Jam tribute.
Right.
Tempest, a Tool tribute that we play with a lot. They're great guys, really great cover band. We're actually doing a show with them in February in Salisbury, Mass. At the Blue Ocean Music Hall. Yeah.
Do all these shows do good? I know the cover bands do well.
Sometimes. I mean, there's some slow nights, but usually pretty good crowd.
Yeah,
so it's us, them, and a Rage tribute called Check the Diagonal.
Uh-huh.
So that should be a pretty killer show. Some friends in an Alice in Chains tribute, Nothing Safe, that we've done a show or two with, and have a couple more coming up in January, possibly.
Most of these bands I've actually seen, the real ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And of course, you know, the guys in my band are great.
Yeah. You probably saw a lot of these bands too, if you went to college 25 years ago.
Well, yeah, it's weird. So I was a grunge fan, but I never really went to see any of them at the time, sadly.
I'm kicking myself for not seeing Nirvana.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was always like, yeah, there'll be a chance. You know, I had friends going to see them and at Lollapalooza. And I saw just about everyone else. I saw Alice in Chains, saw Soundgarden. I didn't see Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I still have not seen Pearl Jam.
What?
Or Alice, actually. And, you know, I've seen Soundgarden since they reunited, but I never got to see them back in the day, unfortunately. But...
They've reunited without Chris?
No. Since the 2011.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that would not be.
That's not right. what do we have next?
So this one is one of Chris's solo songs from his first solo album, Euphoria Morning, which sadly did not get a ton of attention
so
when it came out.
So far, I've known everything, but I don't recognize this name.
Oh, it's a great album. Just check it out. It's, like, vocally one of his best albums that he ever did.
Oh, that's the name of the album.
Yeah, Euphoria Morning.
What's called. The song?
So the song is called Disappearing One.
Okay, still don't. Not ringing the bell.
Cause again I put you out. now and it's too late to draw you out. And there you lie like a painting of Christ, bleeding on the hands of the ones who nailed you down. Who nailed you down? Ooh. But they all disappearing one vanished when the curtain's drawn. But I will come again. You will let me. And you'll see I never disappear for long. But I'm disappearing one, vanish when the curtain's drawn. But I will come again. You will. And you'll see I never disappear alone. And you'll see I never disappear alone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Never heard that song, and I love it.
Yeah, highly recommend that record.
I'll check it out. We probably have it in here.
Yeah.
Maybe next week I'll play that. Not gonna play it right after you played it. Little Rusty Cage?
Maybe.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite Soundgarden song.
Yeah, that whole album, yeah. Jesus Christ Pose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Just goes right through me.
We always close with that one.
You going to close with that one?
No, we close with Jesus Christ Pose.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
Cause, oh.
Because, you know, there's no coming back after that.
Well, I was going to do one Soundgarden after you were done. I was thinking I was going to do The Day I Tried to Live.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which I like a lot.
Yeah.
But now, should I do Jesus Christ Pose?
I don't know.
Maybe I should do them both, huh?
Why not?
Okay, we'll do that. What do you have for us next?
So, this is Rusty Cage.
All right.
Begin to boil. like a villa tear into my brain. It's gonna be too dark to sleep again. Cutting my teeth on bars and rusty chains. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.
One of the best. One of the best Soundgarden songs for me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's switching guitars.
Yeah, well, it's a Chris Cornell thing, so there's got to be at least one wonky tuning. All right.
Let's, is this the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
So this is Like Suicide from Super Unknown.
All right. Wait, before you get going.
Oh, sure.
The way he died, what do you think happened?
Well, I mean, he had battled depression for...
I mean, we'd sing in really Like a time. Suicide and...
yeah. No, I mean, that was well documented. He had depression issues for decades.
But didn't he just, like, come off stage, like, thanking everyone?
And... Well, it wasn't just... I mean, it was that night... he was just, you know, by himself in his hotel room. He was taking some prescription drugs to sleep and stuff. And he had a lot of different things in his system, like stuff to bring him down and then stuff to, you know, sort of curb the side effects of that. And I think the mixture just created like a really
So it wasn't like a Michael Hutchence in the closet?
No, I don't think so.
It was, some people were saying stuff like that.
Because
like,
his wife had called him that night and said that he just didn't sound right at all.
Really?
So... she was really worried, and she called his sort of
entourage
or whatever,
okay,
his handler,
yeah,
that night, and was like, you need to go check on him, and he wasn't answering the door. So
crap.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Sorry.
I just wanted to hear your take on it.
Yeah. No, it was pretty awful. It's the only celebrity death I've ever cried over. Mm. So
I did over Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lou Reed, I was close. I did tributes for them all here, you know, when it happened.
All right. That's not it.
Out in the garden bed with a broken neck, lays my broken gift, just like suicide. She lived like a murder, how she flies so sweetly. She lived like a murder, but she died just like suicide. Bit down on the bullet now, so sour, had to think of something sweet, just like suicide. Safe inside my gilded cage with an ounce of pain, I wield a ton of rage, just like suicide. She lived like a murder, how she flies so sweetly. She lived like a murder, but she died just like suicide. She lived like a murder, how she flies so sweetly. She lived like a murder, but she died just like suicide.
Sweet.
Great stuff, Justin.
Thank you.
An absolute pleasure to have you in.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely. Likewise.
And I'm sure we'll see each other around.
Yeah.
My phone's almost dead, but do you think we can get a picture up by the albums over
sure,
there?
Sure, definitely.
Hopefully it doesn't die in the process.
And we're on Facebook under Song Garden Band.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out there.
Anywhere else you need to plug, go ahead.
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Our website is songgardentribute.com. So any of those.
Works for me.
Keep up with upcoming shows and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been great. Let's hear a little bit more from Soundgarden while we take some pics, huh?
Absolutely.
Right on. And coming up, we'll hear something from Dave Thomas, his old band Pony.
Nice.
Scruffy the Cat, because Steve Fredette was in Pony. And we'll hear from Dave's old band, The Irresponsibles, as well.
Nice.
For making this all possible.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Right on. Thank you, Dave Thomas. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you to Justin Ballard. Great, great tribute to Chris Cornell. Go see his band, Soundgarden, or him solo. He goes out there and does that too, like he did right here. Did a great job. Brought Janice to tears. Well, she said she got emotional. So, yeah, like we were saying, Dave Thomas, Small World. He's a roommate of mine. Had Justin get in touch with me, and we got him on the show. So I think it's only right we play some of Dave's band here. And I wish I could name all the players. It's been so long. But Steve Fredette definitely played some guitar on it. So we'll play a little Scruffy the Cat in a little while. And Irresponsibles. Dave and Peter Montgomery's band of yore. 91.5 MFO. This is Pony with Maggot.
Time it falls apart, build it again, it falls apart. Forget the past, you can't. be shielded from the truth forever. Can't neglect the forces that together build you up and make you whole. Built you a world and tore it down. Built you a world and turned it upside down. You can't deny there's no one left to blame. You did this all to yourself. Caution kills.
We'll be right back. been screwing for a year or two, but he never knew till he got his head blown off. Get in my car, it's a murder car. Take a little ride, promise you won't get home late. My scars won't sit for a sitting room. And the shotgun seat, this is where his brains got sprayed. Now I'll never be alone again. Got my new best friend riding in the shotgun seat.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Against Super Bowl, and I can't. tonight. I've been all by myself, and now I'm so tight, trying to get with someone else. Would you really have to chuck me out of a world I've built, no doubt? Now you're living in a house of cards, 'cause that's what you're all about. And I knew from the start you would run me through, but the heart don't talk to the brain. And I don't give a damn what your people say, they're gypsies and insane. And so are you, and now us too. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you lighten up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you throw it all away? Hey, baby sunshine, made us vanish to the haze. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
.5 WMFO in Medford, Pina Montgomery solos.